Nico!
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Wonderful, how are you?
Happy New Year. I'm great. I'm good. Came back from a nice vacation, 2 week vacation down in Uruguay. So, trying to catch up, get up to speed and doing going through starting to do all the business planning meetings, kickoff planning meetings for the year. So started that yesterday. By the way, I never received, and then I didn't follow up because I left on vacation, but I never received that spreadsheet. Remember that we discussed before on our last call? To
The
play around with
spreadsheet.
the business planning and the numbers and how to plug in numbers and projections.
We did the call, right? But you never got the
We did
actual
the
tool.
call, and you ask this guy to send me. I don't know if it was gonna be him or Cindy or someone to send me the spreadsheet that he developed, but I never received it.
Okay. Sorry. I just talked to him yesterday and he asked me, was there any feedback on the from you?
Yeah, so
There's some feedback.
that's the
You didn't follow
feedback.
up with him.
I never received it. I don't know if he sent it, and it
All
never
right.
got to
Well,
me or what.
we'll just pretend he sent it and it got lost in some email. We'll send it again. We'll say we'll send it again since I assume he did it.
Okay.
We'll make everybody feel better. That I think it'd be fun for you to do that because it would help with some teams when they're doing their projections and about it.
Yes.
People like what ifs and they like that whiz bang stuff. So it can be helpful. It keeps their attention. Feels like it's something new, and that's good. That's good. I was very impressed with Roxana and Ricardo on their planning and their energy and enthusiasm for the new year. You're gonna enjoy them.
Yes.
They're really, really
Why?
focused.
Well, yeah.
They got the new year ready to go. They're holding their they got their meetings set up for accountability meetings. Everything is, I mean, they're doing it all.
Good. Yeah,
So
I ran to I met with Roxana shortly this week, and she told me they were working on the business planning with you, and that you were asking them to follow a very detailed model. You don't want them to follow the Morgan Stanley model, but your model, which was very, very granular. So she said she was very much looking forward to meeting with me, to have the meeting with me on the 2018 business planning. So
I mean, look, I'm not covering things like, revenues and PCs and that sort of thing. Which is what your plan would do. I guarantee it. Mine is all about, process, organization, structure, meetings, and how you're going to hold yourselves accountable for acquisition.
yes.
And, structuring all of that so that it isn't just a nice idea, but you're actually doing it every day. So
Well,
that's what I was pleased with. Anyway.
it's funny that you mentioned that because that's actually something I wanted to just brainstorm about. Is as I said, I'm starting to have the meetings, and of course you have to talk about the numbers, etc. But yeah, I'm more focusing on what are the things that you need to do differently, and what are the habits that you want to develop to be able to grow. So rather than just a number, right? The number is tell me how, what you need to do. Like a guy that's been growing 10% every year, and he's also looking to grow 10%. I ask him, okay, what do you need to do to grow 25% this year instead of 10? And we started the conversation there. And it's all coming to the acquisition phase. It's all coming
yeah.
about devoting more time to meet more prospects, somehow get referrals, ask people. And what I'm seeing a lot is, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but asking them to try to ask for referrals in their own way, however feels, and not referrals, connections, introductions, right? But however feels natural for them, and kind of asking them to walk away from the meeting with three names that they can just right now go call them and plan how to do it, but call them and ask them for introductions to try to make them break that ice. I think that a lot of people have a big hesitation
Here's a good question for you to ask. How have you earned an introduction today?
Explain me that.
Well, part of getting an introduction is earning it, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and most of them earn it every day, but they never ask for it. So the question to me is, you know, what are you doing to earn introductions?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you putting yourself in that position? And once you've done something like Supernova, and now you've earned it, right? That's how you earned it. Now, how can you say it in a way that's going to make it comfortable for the client to give you that introduction? So I'll give you an example. This is really, I got two ideas for you today that just came out of my calls. It's amazing. You know, you make these, I have 8 calls today. So you get all these.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like insane. 8 hours of calling. It's like crazy, right? But I've got an FA coming down here to visit with me. And, and we've had a wonderful year. She's a terrific FA. I like her a lot. You know, I've referred business to her and so forth. So she called me and said, I'm coming down and these are the dates and I want to take you to dinner and da-da-da-da-da. But never said anything about introductions, right? So I said, why couldn't she have simply said, I'm going to be on the island these 3 days. I want to meet with you. I want to take you to dinner. And, oh, by the way, while I'm there, who should I meet?
Mm-hmm.
Who else should I meet? You know? Who should I meet that you think would be a good fit for our team? That's all you have to do.
Hmm.
I mean, now, if you don't know whether the client is delighted, you can always ask them, you know, what are the 3 things that you valued from your experience with us this past year?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll get you to know whether or not you think, you know, the person is whether you've earned it or not. What better person to ask if you've earned an introduction than your client, right?
Yeah.
So you ask them and they say, oh, God, I love what you did. You know, you've been, what, you know, you and Linda, your assistant, they take such good care of us. They took care of this. You take care of all the little problems. I don't have to worry about anything. And, by the way, you also made me a great return this year. So it's, yeah. Wonderful. We're so happy to hear that. I'm going to give my team feedback on that, and that's wonderful. And, you know, by the way, I'm going to be down in Florida, and I'd love to meet some people while I'm there that you think would be a good fit for me. So, you know, in the next week or so, think about it, and then I'll give you a call back. Just check in before I come down. If you thought of somebody and you think, you know, that would be great. I'd love to meet them. So what do I do then? I'm going to be sitting there thinking, who's going to be a good fit for her, you know?
Hmm.
And I'll make sure I set up a meeting, have coffee or have lunch or something, and introduce her. So now she's taking what is a service call and turning it into a marketing call.
Yeah. And I assume that people that do this consistently and just comes naturally from them, those are the ones that that see that consistent growth, right? People that just have that pose those questions, have that conversation naturally.
It's 0.1% that actually asks for introductions.
Hmm. That's nothing.
I know. So if you can get people to feel like they've earned it and you make it easy for them to ask it, they'll do it. If they don't feel like they've earned it, they won't ever do it. And if they don't, if it's too complicated a process, they won't ask. That's just my experience tells me those two things. They have to feel like they've earned it. And Supernova helps them feel like they've earned it.
Yes, absolutely. They do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But the feedback loop is amazing.
What do you mean? What are the three things you value from us?
No, the feedback loop we get from Supernova, meaning when you do the agenda, you do the call, and then you do the executive summary, the notes and emails and thank yous that my FAs or your FAs are getting are just amazing.
Hmm.
So the feedback loop on Supernova is fabulous. It's hard work to do an agenda. It's hard work to schedule a call. It's hard work to do the call. It's hard work to get the executive summary. But the feedback they're getting is wonderful.
How did the call with Mijanu go this morning?
Very good. And that was the one that I was just opening up her folder to tell you that that's who gave me that feedback.
About the feedback loop?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad to hear.
And she said to me, so, and I shared her with her, she's going to New York, as she always does, and I gave her the script just like I talked to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who should I meet while I'm there? Who do you think would be a good fit? So she's going to do it.
Good. And she has no fear of asking.
She's really good. She's got as much potential as anybody that we've met, that I've met in this business of growing.
Wow, that's a big statement.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, you get people with guts and you get them with, you know, brains and you get them with all these things. She's got talent. Talent is something that's hard to find. You can't always, you know, you can have the best process like Nick Saban, but unless you have talent, you know, the right quarterback in there, you can't win. So she's got the skills.
Good.
I mean,
good.
I can give her more skills. You know, I can give her the words. I can give her some more skills. But she's got the talent. She's a natural.
Okay. So, any other idea for the referral thing or the introductions or?
I just started coaching a new team, and they were really getting hung up on, you know, segmentation, and you know, we brought, you know, these were the clients that I had when I first started, and you know, some of the changes that you're suggesting we make are going to be really hard, and, you know, we like to do things a certain way. And I said, well, think about it this way, okay? Just pretend you just bought the business, okay? What would you do then? You know, pretend you're a private equity company and you just came in and bought the business. You're going to put a new CEO in, and what is he going to do with that business to raise productivity, increase revenues, and turn it into a growth company? And I said, oh, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are trying to change, you know. But they've got these legacy issues of, you know, the clients brought me to the party and I don't know what, I, you know, had trouble giving them up and all that stuff. But if they just bought the business, they wouldn't care about those things, right?
Right, yeah. But how do you detach them from that emotional fact?
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. As you're coaching people, to, you know, looking at their practice, trying to get them to segment and, you know, do give a great client experience and not get hung up on spending time with the little guys and wasting their lives, you know, that's a good way to look at it. Pretend you just bought it. You know, would you really hire another FA just to take care of those little clients and lose money doing it? But that doesn't make any economic sense, right? So you give them away, right? You know, and from your productivity point of view, that's just gold. Well, those clients then are reassigned to somebody that's smaller, but, you know, they're going to be important to them, and they might even grow them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it helps. It helps. Anyway, those are just kind of things that pop up as we go along here. So I would not focus on the if I were you, I would focus on the process. Getting to do the process rather than, you know, just, you know, get hung up on how much more business are you going to do. What are the activities that you're going to do this year that are different from last year that are going to generate more revenues? You know, acquisition's great, but what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have 7 different strategies for bringing in clients. How many of those are you going to use? Which are you going to use? Pick 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say, just, you know, ask 3 clients for introductions. Well, let's have a little more longer strategy here. Let's pick working, you know, let's develop 6 new centers of influence that are going to pay off for the rest of your life. And then, yes, asking for introductions is great, but how do I do it, Mr. Manager? You know, now you've got some words, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So make sure they establish the rationale for why they're doing it, and that means asking the value question. What is it that you valued from your experience this year, or what are the 3 things that you value? Then they move to your side of the table. Now that gives you permission to ask for an introduction. And the simplest introduction is, you know, while I'm out there, who should I meet?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the simplest thing in the world.
Yes, because we were talking about how to approach that conversation, and there has to be maybe a way to prep the client that you want to have that, either if you're going to do a brainstorming with a client about introductions, let him know in advance, right? You cannot catch him off guard and say, okay, by the way, moving from, right, let's buy Disney. Okay, by the way, who can you introduce me to?
Right. You can't, I mean, that, but you can say to him, look, you know, and you say, you know, what is it that you value? Do the value question always. And then you say, you know what, with your permission, what I'd like to do is do a little bit of brainstorming, but I don't want to do it right now. What I want you to do is think about who it is that would value this service that you've raved about, that you think is great, and who would be a good fit for us. And what we'll do is I'll just, I'll call you, you know, I'll give you a couple of weeks to think about it. And the next time we talk, if you've come up with somebody, I'd love to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, we can do some brainstorming in a couple of weeks. Or I'd love to take you to lunch and we can do some brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what one of the guys does. He takes them to lunch and they brainstorm for an entire hour.
So he would take them out to lunch specifically to brainstorm about new people.
Yeah. He gets their permission.
Mm-hmm.
Tells them what he wants to do. Takes them out to lunch. They sit there for an hour and talk about who would be a good fit. How would they introduce? You know, how would be the best way to be introduced to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like the circles thing. You know, people that are closest to you, and then the people that are next, and then the outside circle of people that you think would be really great clients, but you may not be that close to. And then go back and get an introduction to the one. So you collect a list of five or six names at lunch, and then you'd say, okay, of these, who do you think would be the one that would need us the most urgent? You'd say, oh, it's my brother, okay? How would be the best way for us to be introduced? So you got to be able to, you know, help them through the words all the way through the process. If you don't, they won't do it.
Yeah, and make it and the mindset. Because I feel a lot of people still have that barrier that going through this, this exercise in theory seems great, and that's how I feel when I discuss it with them. But you first need to overcome that resistance of their thinking that maybe doing this is going to put me in an awkward situation with a client.
All right, so here's something you can do, Nico. Go to your FA and say, look, I want to teach you how to get introductions, okay? In order to do that, I'm going to do the role play, but we're going to do it for real, okay? So what I want you to do, you know, tonight, tomorrow, is think about who would be a good fit for this office. What FA out in the community that you know of that you think would be willing to sit down and talk, that you could get an introduction for me? Just think about it, and then we'll talk in 2 days. So then you come back and you say, okay, have you thought about it? Yeah, I have three names for you. Good. All right, tell me about them. All right, let's go back and think about the first guy. Tell me everything you know about the first guy, the number one guy in your list. Okay, this guy. All right, how would you suggest that we meet? And he goes, well, I don't know. Well, you say, well, why don't we, you know, why don't you call him and set up a lunch? Is that too much? He goes, no, no, I can do that. Or, you know, we could do a three-way conference call. Or we could, you know, whatever. So help them out if they get stuck on the introduction, how to do it. Give them some ideas. And then go and do it. And they say, no, this is all it took. Look, was that hard? No. Can you do this for a prospect?
Yeah.
See? And you come up, now you've got 10 leads out of the office, and you've taught them how to use the VIPSA process. So you could do this first, you could do exactly the VIPSA process. You could say, okay, Ricardo, you've really, you know, I've enjoyed working with you so much this year. I'm so proud of what you're doing. Let me ask you a question. What are the three things that you value the most from your experience working in this office this year?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He tells you this, this, and this. Oh, it's been fabulous. Thanks for doing Supernova. This is really good. Okay. All right. What I'd like to do now is have you think about this. What I'd like to do is, with your permission, do a little brainstorming. Not now, but I'd like to do it in a couple of days. Do a little brainstorming. And what I'd like to do is ask you, who else would value this as much as you have and is not getting this experience where they are as an FA? He means an FA? Yeah, an FA. He goes, wow, I didn't think about that. So don't tell me now, but I want you to think about it, all right? And then we'll get back together. Is that okay? Yeah. And then we'll get back together and we'll do a little brainstorming on who you think would be a good fit. Well, I don't know that many guys. You don't need to know a lot. Just, you know, think about it. One guy. Okay. Then you get back together and he's got a name for you.
I like that. I like that. Okay.
And you say to him, did that make you feel bad? Did that make you feel bad?
Mm-hmm.
No. Did you think that I was desperate? You know? Did you think I... No. What were you thinking about that whole time? You're just trying to think about who you could introduce, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so that's what your client's thinking about. They're not thinking about all the things you think they might be thinking of. All they're thinking about is, oh yeah, I loved it. I love Ricardo and Roxana. They're terrific. I want to give them another client. But I don't know who, so I'll think about it. And then they come up with somebody and they're so proud and they're excited and introduce you.
So what do you think that clients, sometimes some of my FAs will tell me, well, referrals should come, right? If I do a great job for my clients and clients like me, they should naturally refer me to people.
Well,
why do you think that doesn't happen naturally?
Well, let me tell you something. My FA is coming down here, right? This is a real example. Coming down on my island. She's coming down to see me, and another person that I introduced her to is now a client. And she just wants to have dinner, and then she's going to go home. Now, I can refer, right, if I think that there's somebody that has approached me or desperately needs her. But I'm not going to sit here and brainstorm about who would be a good introduction unless she asks me.
Right.
Just like Ricardo's not going to introduce you unless you ask him. Because it's not on his mind.
Yes, right.
But he'll do it. He'd be happy to do it. In fact, he'd be proud to do it. That's your answer.
Hmm.
It's not their job. It's your job.
Right, yes. Okay.
You're expecting that lightning is going to strike and that person is going to have somebody come up to him and say, you know, I desperately need an FA. Do you know somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much does that happen, right?
Yeah, very, very often. Very
rarely.
Rarely, right. Rarely. Yeah, that's the word.
But if somebody asks me, you know, I just want to just have a cup of coffee. Just introduce me to somebody that I should know. Do you think it'd be a good fit for us? You know, you don't even have to judge whether or not they're ready to move. But just you think it'd be, because I'm down there regularly. I'd like to just start a relationship. Great. I can introduce her to a couple of people, which I'd like to do. But I won't unless she asks.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because until I know she wants to do that much work, I'm not going to give her anybody unless it's a done deal, right? I'm not going to introduce her unless it's absolutely cooked. and the person's already come to me and said, I need somebody, who do you think? And then I'll introduce her.
Mm-hmm.
But how often does that happen? Once a year, maybe, once every other year. But if she said, you know, I got a friend of mine that's, you know, that's, he's got an idiot for a financial advisor. He buys him all this junk. And that's a lot of people, by the way, have terrible financial advisors, but they don't want to change. But if you said, you know, I've been in this business a long time, kid, and I'm, no, you just say, you know, Hank, my financial advisor's coming down this weekend. You know, and I know that you have asked me a million times about, you know, equities I'm buying and the way I do business and all that stuff. Would you like to meet her? And he's going to say yes or no, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay. I like the idea of implementing the BIPs with EFAs. I think that's very practical and a good way to lead by example.
My wife is telling me that my heart rate is too low right now.
Too low?
I developed a little bit of what they call AFib. Have you heard of that?
No. What is that?
It's a problem with your heart where your heart goes too fast. And so I've been wearing a heart rate monitor that it's a pretty cool thing. It kind of sticks on your chest and then goes to Medtronics and they monitor it and then call the doctor if there's some unusual activity. But she just came in and told me my doctor called and said my heart rate's too low.
Really?
So, yeah, I know. So I may have to go and do something. Anyway, they want to see me at 5? Okay. Where? About in Englewood? Okay. Well, it looks like I gotta head out here.
Okay.
So you had a couple good ideas there, huh?
Yeah. I think those are good ideas. Okay, yeah, excellent. I'll let you deal with your heart, which is more important. So
thank you.
I'm trying to coordinate this visit in February. I'm sorry for the back and forth. Hopefully we can make it. The sister of one of the wholesaler that is sponsoring it got diagnosed with leukemia, and he's a match for her. So he's actually going through a transfusion that
week.
Oh,
he's doing a bone marrow transplant? Is that what he's doing?
I don't know what he's doing, but he told me that he's doing, he has to, I don't know if it is, yeah, I don't know. He didn't explain exactly, but he said he's a match for her, and they are scheduling whatever they need to do for that week, so which is the week of February 1st, 2nd, where we're planning to do it, so.
Yeah, it might be a bone marrow. It might be just a blood transfusion.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking at February 23rd, correct?
That's what Cindy suggested. Yeah, would that work? Yeah.
That would work for me. Do we have anything, Marshall, February 23rd? We're going to be February. When are we going to be with Juliet? February what?
We're back by then. We're in Ohio on February 27th. The 23rd should be fine. I think we come back the 20th.
Okay. I'm good. Why don't we put that down that I'll be over.
Okay. Let me coordinate with my two sponsors in the hotel and the location and confirm back. So, but we'll close it this week.
Sweet.
Nicole, okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Okay. Good luck.
Yeah. It's nothing. I'm fine. You know.
Maybe too much tennis.
Too much tennis. Yeah, I'm supposed to have a lesson at 5, but I may have to cancel that.
Oh, no.
I think you're canceling that.
I think I have to.
Oh, my.
Okay.
I'm canceling it right now.
All right. Goodbye. All right, Nicole. Nico. Thank you.
Okay, Rob. Talk to you next week.
See you on the 23rd.
Good luck with the doctors.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
He's waiting. He's finishing his day and waiting for you.